Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there, too. My knowledge base, lots of stuff there for you to help you with your small business. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Bruce Bartlett is our guest, our good friend. He's the author of the new book, The New American Economy. He's also on Forbes.com. You see his public, you see his bylines a lot of different places. Bruce, welcome back. And recently, you had a very interesting article in Forbes about how not to create jobs. Talk to us about that.
Well, if I remember, the main point about that particular column was about the raising the minimum wage, which is certainly
right.
a terrible thing to have done during an economic downturn.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want to do is raise business costs. I mean, if you're paid, you know, above the minimum wage, they can, you know, give you a pay cut or something like that. But if you're at the minimum wage, by law, they can't pay you any less.
Right.
And so it's it exacerbates the unemployment problem during economic downturns. And what we should have been doing is lowering the minimum wage, but in fact, we raised it. Quite substantially,
right.
Last July.
Right.
And if you look at the data,
was it 7.15 now, I think?
Yeah, something like that. And if you look at the data, you'll see that there was an almost immediate downturn in part-time employment.
And now the youth unemployment is horrible.
Yeah,
especially
minority youth, it's up
minorities.
Around 50%. And
yeah.
It's not up much lower for others, so
yeah.
it's a very serious problem.
Well, my audience knows, Bruce, that I fought, I talked about, I jawboned, I did everything I could do within my limited power to prevent minimum wage from being raised. I just think it's a bad idea because it's basically the government fixing prices, imposing a price on a business. And the thing that I don't understand is, and the thing we got to get away from, Bruce, on this minimum wage thing, is we got to quit talking about minimum wage and a living wage in the same conversation, because minimum wage was never intended to be a living wage, was it?
No. The main purpose of the minimum wage, quite frankly, is to reduce competition
right.
between unionized workers and
that's right.
Non-unionized
that's right.
workers. And another point that the people don't realize is that some businesses will actually support a higher national minimum wage because they're competing, because they may be based in a state
yeah.
that has a higher minimum wage than the federal government requires.
Right.
And so what they want to do is level the playing
mm-hmm.
field with their competitors.
So no minimum wage. That's not a good idea for the minimum wage, or increasing it from here for sure is bad for creating jobs. What are some other things that you talked about?
Well, I can't remember.
Well, one of the things was you were just talking about there was one thing I think Kucinich came up with some wacky idea about
job sharing
or early retirement. I mean, are these serious proposals, Bruce?
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, not right at this moment, but it's kind of a silly season where members of Congress are grasping at straws. I mean, for example, you know, what Dennis Kucinich proposed is, why don't we just mandate a shorter work week? You know, because in his mind, there's just so much work to do, and if we, you know, force businesses to divide it up more, then there'll be more work. But see, what these proposals, which they have been used in Europe quite often, what they neglect to tell you is they don't want you to get, say they lower the work week by 10% from 40
mm-hmm.
hours to 36. They don't want you to get a 10% cut in pay.
Right.
They want you to get the same amount of pay. But if you do that, then the business hasn't saved anything. Well, we're not going to hire any new workers.
Speaking of France, Bruce, because that's exactly what the French did while back. Speaking of the French, remember the Bastiat story about Frédéric Bastiat, folks? You know, one of my favorite economists from the 19th century is French, one of the great French economists. He wrote the story about the candle makers who wanted to pass a law that everybody had to lower their curtains in the daytime so people would buy more candles.
That's true.
It's the same logic, isn't it?
Well, not only that, but in England, at some point during the Middle Ages, they put a tax on windows.
Yeah.
Partly for that reason, and so everybody had very small windows, and that wasn't very healthy.
Right. Exactly. So the problem, I think, the essence of this conversation, Bruce, to me is that politicians don't know how to create jobs. Government doesn't create jobs. Government needs to get out of the job creation policy making business and just encourage businesses to do what they do, which is to compete in the marketplace, get better, grow their businesses, which causes them to hire more people who pay more taxes. What do you think?
Well, they can't create. They don't really know how to create private sector jobs, but they can certainly hire people. And actually, we've seen a big increase in government employment over the last year or so.
That's where the jobs have come from, hasn't it?
That's right, and it's not surprising, but I think in the long run, we don't want a higher percentage of the labor force working in government.
Right.
That's
not a long-term quality solution, ladies and gentlemen. So, folks, when the government says, "What can I do to help you?" I say, get out of our way. Stop passing laws. That's what I said Wednesday at this conference. I said, you know, I don't like policy. I like it when the government's not writing new laws, because when members of Congress are at home, they're not writing laws. That's the reason I think they should take more breaks. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.